Distracted driving takes your focus away from the things that matter most in life. When you're getting ready to hit the road, set your GPS and put your phone away before you leave. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The opposite of perseverance is procrastination. Perseverance means you never quit. Procrastination usually means you never get started. Although I consider the inability to finish something to be a form of procrastination. Ask people why they procrastinate, and you'll often hear something like this: I'm a perfectionist. Everything has to be just right before I can get down to work. No distractions, not too much noise, no telephone calls interrupting me. And of course, I have to be feeling well physically too. I can't work when I have a headache. The other end of procrastination, being unable to finish, also has a perfectionist explanation. I'm just never satisfied. I'm my own harshest critic. If all the I's aren't dotted and all the T's aren't crossed, I just can't consider that I'm done. That's just the way I am, and I'll probably never change.
Excuses sound best to the people that's making them up. You got every excuse in the world. That's why you're bankrupt. That's why ain't nothing changed, and nothing will change. We are being raised in a generation of people that come up with every excuse in the book as to why they are not winning. You have that as a choice. You actually do. You don't wake up in the morning and negativity, dysfunction, problems, and issues just randomly pop up. These are the people that you have decided to include in your life. So the outcome of your day, your hour, your minutes, your week, your month, and your year is always draining, always dysfunctional, and always crazy. Because these are the type of people you've decided to include in your day-to-day life.
And there's some of you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm lifting weights. I'm eating right. And I'm not getting the opportunity. It might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
And there are those of you who were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you, and you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder, but people didn't support me. You better grind, because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life.
You wrong. You got ideas, you got talent, you got gifts. Stop shrinking down. Stop minimizing yourself. Take the risk on you.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Take the risk on you! You owe you!
No more excuses. No more, I'll start tomorrow. No more, just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision and no more lies. No more weakness. Now is the time for strength. And through strength and through will and through unwavering discipline, I will become who I want to be.
You can literally create your own economy. Now, I'm going to tell you, you do not have to know how it's going to happen. You only have to know it's going to happen. You want to stop and think what you want and take the lid off. Take the lid off your mind. You can have anything you want. And I'm going to tell you something else. You don't even have to believe it. You can say, this is a crock. If you keep doing what I tell you, you're going to start to believe it. I'll explain something now and I'll explain it later, and you may see it different a little later. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about it will change. Now, I've been studying the Bible, I'd studied various religions, there's only a half a dozen, so it's not too difficult. I had studied all kinds of books on personal development that you could find. And every one of them kept saying, you got to believe. And I'm thinking, how do you believe? Somebody says, you got to believe. Well, how do you believe? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? How do you believe? Most people can't answer that. But they know if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. You got to believe it. And if you don't, you show it in everything you do. You got to believe it. I was trying to figure this out 9.5 years. I was in a coffee shop with a mentor, Leland Bell Van de Waal. And he said that, just in conversation. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about it will change. I said, what'd you just say? He said, what do you mean? I said, about belief. He said, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently when we reevaluate the situation, our belief of it will change. And all of a sudden I knew why I had changed.
Looking at some of the things that keep us from approving ourselves, that we've all done some things that we don't feel good about. Things that if we had to do those things over again, we would not do those things. Or we would do things differently. So part of what we must do in order to begin to move into your greatness, you got to remove a major energy block. And that is dealing with the issue of forgiveness. People that have hurt you, someone who's done you wrong. Make a list. And things that you have done that you feel bad about, that you regret, make a list. Maybe a time when you weren't a good father or a good mother or a good brother or sister, or you were a bad child, or you didn't do a good job, or you lied, or you were dishonest, or you stole. No one knows this but you, or something you feel good about. Say, you know, there's a real dog in me to do that. Something you just really regret. So we make a list of all those things. All of us have some of that. Somebody say there is some good in the worst of us and some bad in the best of us. So none of us escape. Now here's something I want you to do. I want you to become involved in an active process to get some clutter out of your life. So if there's any area in your life that you need to clean up, start working on it. I'm going home tonight to clean my closets. Any of you got any cluttered closets? Oh, raise your hand, please. Good. Let's go home. Let that be our task this week. See, the first law of the universe is order. Go home and clean the closet out. Get the clutter out. Start letting some of this junk go to make some room for something else. Do that with people. There's some people who's cluttering up your life. They serve no purpose whatsoever. They're just holding and occupying a space that somebody useful, positive, nurturing, and contributing could be holding that space. You don't even have time to look to see what else is out there because you all have all of these people surrounding you that's not enabling you to grow. So look at what is it I need to get out of my life. Just start cleaning this stuff out. Getting the drawers together, your dresser drawer, just getting stuff together. Just get them together. Maybe your car. I got to clean my car too. Got a lot of stuff in there. Live in my car. You know, can't put anything in my trunk. I got all kind of little things back there. Two of my children back there in the trunk, you know. Everything, stuff everywhere. So I say, let me just get this together. See, whatever you have in your environment is a reflection of your consciousness. So you got all that chaos there. That represents some disorganized, cluttered section of your mind. So let's get all that out of there, all right? Work to get that out, clean that up.
Relentless is more than just a mindset. It's a skill set, it's a mindset, it's a way to kick ass. We talk about kicking ass and taking names. Well, when you're relentless, you've kicked so much ass, you can't remember all the names because it becomes irrelevant. The name that they remember is your name. That's what relentless is being about. It's not about others, it's about yourself. It's about taking yourself to a level that only few people can achieve. The mindset is completely different. It's learning to step on their throat. It's about killing the competition. Your fiercest competitors are cutthroat individuals. All they want to do is win, and they want to win over and over again. It's not just a one-time thing. Success is repeated many, many times. You can have a skill set to do a lot of things. Okay, you can train, you can read a manual, you can do all these different things, but a skill set only works if you have that mindset.